This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koya. Senior BJP leader Samraj Chaudhary has been sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Bihar. The oath of office and secrecy was administered to him by Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hussain at a program held at Lok Bhavan in Patna. Mr. Chaudhary has become the 24th Chief Minister of the state. He is also the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnayak met Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya in New Delhi today. The governor emphasized state youth's potential in sports, seeking modern facilities and highlighted kiwi cultivation as a state strength. He sought expeditious approval for kiwi as USP in Arunachal Pradesh proposal under Northeastern Council and advocated for establishment of an integrated pack house with solar cold storage at the Shergaon Horticulture Farm in West Kameng District. The Nishi community of Arunachal Pradesh today celebrated Longte, a unique cultural milestone distinguished by its bloodless tradition. Unlike many tribal festivals, Longte strictly prohibits animal sacrifice, focusing instead on peace and agricultural harmony. Individually, the villagers erected symbolic bamboo fences to protect future crops while participating in vibrant folk dances and traditional music. Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday laid foundation stones and inaugurated key projects totaling a landmark investment of 196.44 crore rupees in Siang district. He also handed over checks amounting more than 25 lakh rupees each to four integrated farming clusters across Siang district to strengthen livelihood activities and boost rural income generation. In a powerful show of solidarity and empowerment, an all-women bike scooty rally was organized today at Basar of Lepa Rada District, Arunachal Pradesh, in support of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adiniyam. The rally witnessed enthusiastic participation from women riders, highlighting unity and commitment toward women's empowerment and representation. The rally was led by Basar MLA Niyabi Jini Dirchi. The annual Job Fair 2026 at DK Convention Hall in Itanagar today saw over 40 companies from diverse sectors including agro-tech, digital services and hospitality. Organized by the Department of Youth Affairs, the event showcased employment prospects in tourism and allied industries with local enterprises like Go Arunachal, Dhoni Polo International Hotel, Nibo Robo and Dibang Egg Farm. The self-enumeration process under the House Listing and Housing Census for Census 2027 will begin from tomorrow across Arunachal Pradesh. This will continue till April 30, 2026. Following the completion of self-enumeration phase, the House Listing and Housing Census field operations will begin from May 1, 2026 and continue until May 30, 2026. Around 250 people, including Rohingya refugees and Bangladeshi nationals, are feared missing after a trawler carrying them capsized amid rough seas, strong winds and overcrowded conditions in the Andaman Sea while reportedly attempting to reach Malaysia. The incident, believed to have taken place on April 9, though details remain unclear. So far, only 9 survivors have been rescued. United States administration plans to launch a tariff refund system on 20 of this month to return about $166 billion to U.S. importers. These tariffs were previously struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in February. In a court filing yesterday, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection said it has developed a system called CAP, which will combine refunds into a single electronic payment, sometimes with interest, instead of handling them one by one. So far, over 56,000 importers have registered for refunds totaling around $127 billion. India has firmly opposed the creation of a two-tier system of permanent membership in a reformed United Nations Security Council, while expressing support for a compromise proposal by the G4 group to defer veto powers for new permanent members for 15 years. Speaking at the Intergovernmental Negotiations on Security Council Reforms, India's permanent representative Ambassador P. Harish emphasized the reforms must address both the composition of the council and issue of veto to correct historical imbalances. U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington and Tehran may resume negotiation in Pakistan within 2 days. Meanwhile, Lebanon and Israel held their first direct diplomatic talks yesterday in Washington since the 1980s. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.